Good morning. We're here this morning. I just want to make a couple announcements real quick. And if you're attending from across the world, across the nation, thank you for joining us this morning. I just want to make a couple announcements. We're having church service Sunday on Mother's Day. It'll be great to be back in the house of the God. And just want to thank you guys for your patience. So, Sunday, we will be taking temperatures, make sure we're safe. So if you're lukewarm or you're cold for God, then we'll send you home to get hot on fire for God. No, I'm just kidding. But we basically will be taking temperatures. And I like to we're basically going to be doing what we call CNC, which is common sense and caution. Common sense meaning if you're sick, please stay home. Caution is we're going to have hand sanitizers, and we're still going to refrain from shaking hands. And we have a lot of hand sanitizer, hand soap, et cetera, here for your safety. We will have one service, which will be 10:30, another service at 6:30. So we won't have Sunday school, and we will not have King's Kids. We will not have choir practice. So Sunday on Mother's Day, we'll have one service in the morning, which is the main service, and one service in the evening. There have been a lot of events canceled, such as the men's events. We will not have a youth rally or youth conference this year. There have been a lot of churches and a lot of people canceling those things because of large gatherings. And also, the bus routes, will start up soon, but not right away. So if you just get with Brother David on that information, and he will definitely just point you in the right direction. And we probably need volunteers as far as the teen group to probably help wash the buses and help sanitize the buses before we actually start the bus routes. So again, Sunday we will be taking temperature for your safety. So if you are sick, please stay home. If you have kids that are sick, make sure they stay home, all right? Now, by being snake season, we found a couple snakes here already, so be mindful when your kids play outside. Be mindful that they need to play on a hard surface, not going in the grass, not going into the dirt, all right? So as we get started this morning, we're going to be in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 29, verse 25 says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment come from the Lord." Let us pray. Hey, Father God, I just want to thank you, Lord, Lord, for life itself. Father God, I know that so many people are hurting. So many people are just wondering what's next. Father God, I just thank you for just keeping our church family safe, Father. Father God, I pray, Lord, that your word may touch many, Father. And I just thank you for my church family. I can't wait to get back together and see the friendly faces, Father. And Father God, I just know, Lord, that you're in control. And Father God, that we may come to you boldly, and we may ask. And Father, I just ask, Lord, that you be with us. I ask, Lord, that you show your word true as we know it to be true. And Father God, just thank you for this morning, Father. Thank you for us being here and those at home watching. Your precious name I pray. Amen. All right, so talking about fear this morning, fear. Fearing God will help you conquer fear of man. Many people fear today. They are living in fear. Fear of the virus, fear of the unknown, fear of maybe losing their job, fear of the economy, just fear of life itself. And for those unbelievers, maybe fear that maybe God's word is true. Because as you look around this world today, people are living in fear. Just fear of the unknown. fear of today, the world that we're living in today, that our world has been disrupted by this virus, and people are living in fear. They're panic buying, which they are disrupting the food chain when you panic buy. But that's what people are doing today, because they are, the fear of the unknown, some people now believe that, oh, well, the Bible may be true. But we're going to talk about, again, the fear of God can conquer fear of man. Speaking here, talking about in verse 26, it says that many seek the ruler's favor, man's favor, basically. They seek man's favor over God. So we're going to talk about Aaron for a minute, because there are many men in the Bible that feared and what fear brought to them and the consequences of fear. So turn to Exodus 32, verses 2 through 4. Again, Exodus 32, verses 2 through 4. And it says, "And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which your sons and your daughters, and bring them unto me." Basically, this is when Aaron was making the golden calf, right? So Moses was at Mount Sinai at the time. So Aaron was up at the camp with the people, and he was listening more to the people. Aaron was about seeking favor of the people. So when he sought favor of the people, he disobeyed what he known was right, which he was collecting jewelry to build a golden calf. Can you imagine coming in this Sunday on Mother's Day when all the women are wearing their diamonds and pearls, and pastor said, "Hey, I want you to, I'm going to take up your diamonds, I'm going to take up your rings, your watches, and I'm going to make something to worship which is not of God." Most of you would be taken by surprise. But the people wanted Aaron to make something for them as an idol god to worship. So basically, Aaron yielded to the popular of what the people wanted, as so many do today. So here you see Aaron, and it says, "And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he made it a molten calf. And they said, these by the gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of Egypt." And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord," worshiping idol. So fear of man can basically change your mind to worship false gods, to do things. We're also going to look at Pilate, and we know Pilate feared Caesar. Turn to John chapter 19, and we're going to be start reading in verse 12. John chapter 19 and verse 12. "And for henceforth, Pilate sought the release to him." And we're talking about Jesus. "But the Jews cried out, saying, if thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar." So here you go. The people were saying, "Hey, so you're saying that you're going to let Jesus go, but you're Caesar's friend?" So again, Pilate did the unthinkable. He let a criminal go, and he kept Jesus. And he asked the crowd, and the crowd said, "Crucify him." Why? Because he feared what Caesar would think. He feared what the people would think. So again, he feared. Pilate feared that a charge would reach Caesar, so he violated his conscience, and he went the other way. How many times have you violated your conscience and went the other way when you knew what was right and you knew what was innocent, but you listened to other people and what they would think? So we know from here, it says, in verse 15, "But they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said unto them, shall I crucify your king? And the chief priest answered and said, we have no king but Caesar. And so you actually know the story of what happened. Jesus was crucified on the cross. But he was brought to Pilate. And Pilate pretty much let the people get what they want, which was crucifixion. Now, we knew it was written that Jesus would lay down his life for us. But also, we understand that man is fearful of people. If you fear God and what will happen to you if you obey God, you may not fear people. Again, we have Christians that fear a lot of things because they feel like they can't conquer it because it's too big of a job. But that's why you have a God that made it all and he went through it all for us. It lowers the dignity of good men fearing. And we're talking about fear here. Some Christians try to go to heaven through the back door, so to speak. So let's turn to Romans chapter 10 and verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and he with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So fear prevents others from professing their faith. Fear prevents others from claiming to be Christians because you know that your friends are going to hold you accountable if you say you're Christians. It's funny how non-Christians hold Christians accountable. For example, if you're at work and you claim to be a Christian, but then you do something that's out of the realm of what a Christian should do, out of the frame of reference, so to speak, right? And when you do that, people will check you on it, the unbelievers. But again, fear is some people at work or wherever you may be, they don't want to profess it because they're fearful. But what about the people who profess it? Because they know if you live in a foreign country and you say you're a Christian, that may mean death. But some people do it anyway because they know that if I fear God, I can conquer man. So it holds some believers into a position. Men fail to carry out the principles of fear of other men. Maybe that may be something at your job that you need to do or something for your family that you need to do. But you fear what other people are going to say if they see you on a Sunday or a Wednesday going to church, what your neighbors will say, what your family will say, your other family members will say. Fear God first. It makes you unuseful as a Christian to be fearful. Because if you're fearful, you will not teach a class. If you're fearful, you will not preach. And I have to admit, being nervous, standing up here, I'm here. If you show up, God will show up. But most people don't. You as a Christian, you will not be effective if you live in fear. If you live in fear, you will not do what you're supposed to do. It hinders many duties. Think about Jonah, right? Jonah went the opposite way of what God wanted him to go because he was afraid of the people of Nineveh. He was afraid. So he went the opposite direction. God wanted him to preach the gospel to the people of Nineveh and try to save that city. But Jonah had something else in mind. He didn't want to do it. He didn't want to face the people. And that's why you have some coward pastors in the pulpit preaching something other than what they should be preaching, which is the word of God. They don't want to touch any other subjects. They want to make you feel fuzzy and warm and all this because the fear of what people are going to say when they preach the truth. Thy word is truth, as you heard many a times. Thy word is truth. So here you have Abraham, who lived in fear. Well, he was fearful and he made a mistake when he was afraid. Father Abraham, the father of faith, if you turn to Genesis 20, chapter 2, it says, Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Amalek, the king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. So Abraham was afraid. He was fearful that they would take Sarah, his wife. If he would have stated that Sarah was his wife, that they would kill him and go after his wife, because his wife was very beautiful. And Abraham feared that they would kill him. So what did he do? He denied his wife and said, "She is my sister." And reading further, you know that God came to this gentleman in a dream and said, "This is his wife." Well, Abraham was fearful to say anything else because he feared for his life. So he lied. He was fearful. So when you live in fear, it makes you do things you wouldn't normally do. But how you react in fear. Some of you may be fearful here in Midland that you may lose your job because of the economy. And that's okay. But remember who is still on the throne. Remember that. Some of you may have lost a loved one to coronavirus. And you may fear that you're going to lose somebody else to that. I understand that. But live in faith. Live in faith. So it hinders many duties that require courage. It requires courage to face and ungodly people. It requires courage of a pastor to stand in the pulpit and preach about sin when he knows that someone is living in sin. So again, it hinders many things. Fear of the unknown, fear of swimming, fear of whatever. You should be able to conquer fear. It is a cause of weaknesses in many churches, fear. Fear to speak up when you hear a pastor preaches something different, like out of the NIV. Fear of not speaking up when someone is wrong. Fear. So again, Jonah would not go to Nineveh because he thought a false prophet, because it may be thought of as a false prophet if God forgives the people. And he was scared and he ran. And we know the story. God brought him back in the belly of a fish, but he was fearful. So here's some things I'm going to give you. A very precious safeguard. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. The truster is safe from the fear of man. God is with us, therefore we are strong and do not need to fear. Now, I remember I am pretty sure some of you have feared before. Maybe you've been in a fight. I didn't fear the person I was fighting. I would fear my mom who would whoop me if I lost the fight, right? Sometimes we fear. Fear is not always a bad thing if we use it for the right motives. You may be fearful of losing a loved one. You may be fearful of speaking in front of people, but conquer that fear. And when you do it, it feels very good when you're able to triumph over something because you know that you prayed about it and God gave you the courage to conquer fear. Search for a verse in Proverbs here. Proverbs 28, verse 1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Bold. We know a lion is an alpha. A lion is very bold. That's what you should be. Very bold. Conquer your fears. Walk up to your fears and conquer them with the help of God. Don't fear man. Man is going to perish one day if they're not right with God. Don't fear your boss. Have respect. Don't fear people who are in authority, but have respect. But you should not fear them. Fear God, and you will conquer the fear of man. Whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. We pray and we lose our fear. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, fervent, that's intensity, that's boldness, When you come to God, don't say, well, God, you know my issues and help me with them and, you know, everything will be fine. No, come to God in boldness. Say, God, I need help with this issue. I need help. I know you can help me. I know you can. Have faith and boldness and intensity that when you ask God, you know when you walk away that your problems will be solved. But if you give a malnourished prayer, meaning a weak prayer, oh, God, please help me, it's not going to happen. You have to proclaim. You have to pray with effectiveness, intensity. Come to his throne boldly and seek his face. If we prepare for the worst, fear vanishes. Prepare for the worst, and your fear will vanish. When we trust in God, any such loss is a joyful burden. After all, what is there to fear? What can man do to us? He can't kill your soul. So why fear man? What can man do to you? Fear God. It lowers the dignity of man when you can't trust God. We talked about Abraham, father Abraham, who denied Sarah. We talked about Jonah, who God gave him a command to do something, and he went the other way. I'm going to read you something. The soul cannot entirely trust God whether man be pleased or displeased, can never long be true of him. For while you are eyeing man, you're losing God and stabbing religion in his very heart. I'm repeat that. The soul cannot entirely trust God whether man be pleased or displeased, can never long be true to him. For while you're eyeing man, you're losing God and stabbing religion at the very heart. That's the fear of man. There's difficulties attending an open confession of Christ or the occasion of multitudes making shipwreck of their souls. In many hopeful characters that scripture, the fear of man bringeth a snare. So what is a snare? A snare is a trap. A snare is a trap that it traps you. It entangles you. So when you fear, you're setting yourself up for failure to be trapped. Trapped by the devil himself when you fear things. You're setting yourself up for failure. A snare is like a trap. It entraps you. And it entangles you. To where only God can get you out of that fear. And it says in verse 4 in chapter 20, but Amalek had not come near her, and he said to the Lord, and we're talking about Abraham here, Lord, wilt thou slay a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister, and she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands, have I done this? This is Amalek talking to God. And God said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou didst this in integrity of thy heart, for I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. So basically God intervened and came to Amalek in a dream. And it came to him in a dream and said, hey, basically, this is Moses' sister. Excuse me, Abraham's sister. And he did not know. So in all integrity, he said, I did not know. And God said, well, pretty much now you know, do not touch her. And he didn't. He obeyed God. So here you have fear. We all live in fear from time to time. Maybe it's a test from God, maybe it's not. But conquer your fears. Conquer your fears. It says here that, again, we're basically talking about the fear of man. You have felt God's love and spirit. Who art thou that thou be afraid of man that shall die? Fear not, thou worm, Jacob. What have I to do anymore with idols? Turn to me in Galatians. All right, so in Galatians chapter 1, we look at verse 9. So this is Paul writing to Galatia, and it's talking about the fear of man, and it also talks about the false doctrine, because some pastors, some preachers preach false doctrine. So here, Paul says, as we said before, so I say now again, if a man preach any other gospel unto than that we yea have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? So pastors today are pleasing the people in the auditorium. Pastors today are not preaching the word of God, as Paul said in the church of Galatia. Some pastors preach out of fear. They want to give the people what they want them to hear. They don't want to preach the word of God because they're not fearful. When you're fearing God, you will preach the word of God. You will preach against abortion. You will preach against gay marriage. You will preach against what is right and preach against what is wrong and preach what is right. You won't skip over some parts of the Bible. You will preach the entire word of God. And in the church of Galatia, at that time, Paul wrote and said, hey, why are you preaching this? This is not what you should be preaching. Again, he said, as we said before, so I now, again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Kick him out, basically. So again, when you live in fear, you're a change. You're changing what you should be doing for the unrighteous. Fear God. Because again, we all look at Peter. Peter denied God three times out of fear. When things got going and in the thick of it, Peter denied God as Jesus said he would. Jesus said, you will deny me three times. Peter said, no, I will not. When fear kicked in, Peter denied him not once, not twice, but three times. And I ask you, how many times have you denied God? Have you? The people that even walked with God denied him out of fear of what would happen to them. So many times we live in fear instead of faith. We should not live in fear. We have a God who can conquer all. So if you're living in fear this morning, know that there is one that you should seek. Not man, not man's opinion, not pastors, but seek the face of God. You will roar like a lion, as it said in Proverbs 28:1, lion. A lion is an alpha, as I said. You will be on the righteous side if you fear God and don't fear man. We all have fear in us at times, fear of snakes, fear of whatever. But conquer that fear. I challenge you this morning to conquer that fear. And to have faith, have that childlike faith, that childlike trust in the Lord that he'll protect you. What is childlike? Childlike meaning as a child would trust her dad, a daughter would trust her dad to walk across the street and not worry about getting hit by a car or hitting by a vehicle or anything. Having that childlike trust in God, just trusting him no matter what, is great. We pray and we lose our fear. We are determined and we will not fear. It is cowardly and shameful and dishonorable to Jesus. When we're selfish, we're foolish. It should not be allowed by any man in his own case. If you're supposed to be teaching a Sunday school class and you know it, but you're fearful, do it. God will give you the courage to do it. If you're supposed to be called to preach, do it. Don't fear man, fear God. If you're called to be just a teacher or called to be just a caregiver, called to just clean the grounds of the church, whatever, do it. Do not fear man, fear God. We may take in the widest sense the doctrine of whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from sorrow? Saved from Satan? Saved from temptation? Break the snare in which fear has entangled you. Break the snare, the trap that fear has put you in. You got to break it. And I'm going to close in a moment. You know, what if Jesus would have feared the cross? We wouldn't be standing here for you today if Jesus would have feared the cross and would have called the legion of angels to get him down. He did not fear. He faced it. He faced it. It was courage. He faced it. It was reading what he's supposed to do, and he did it. Unlike man, we turn the other way when fear comes. In our way, we just turn the other way. Instead of facing it head on with God, we turn the other way. What if the fear of Pastor Gunner would have said, you know what, I'll stay on A Street. Then we wouldn't have this building here. He lived by faith and not by fear. What if he would have said, you know what, all the people are going to, you know, the church is going to split. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just going to stay safe where I'm at. And then God will not bless that. So when he went and he stepped out in faith and not fear, we have Southwest Baptist Church right here. When you step out on faith and not on fear, God will provide. And you've heard the term, where God guides, he provides. Maybe Jonah would have saved himself a trip if he would have known or would have trusted God and say, where God guides, he provides. Abraham, when he denied Sarah, he said, she's my sister. And he knew what he was trying to do, which was protect himself because he was fearful. So I challenge you today to live above your fears. I know some of you are at home right now living in fear of what may happen after the pandemic. But live by faith. You fear God. Remember, God is in control of all this. So I challenge you to live in fear of God and not fear of man. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for your word today, this morning. Father God, I just pray, Lord, that you be with your members, Father, be with this nation. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that we turn back to you, Father. Father God, I thank you for your wonderful blessings, Lord. I thank you for everything that you are doing and will do. Father God, I just ask, Lord, that you go with your people today, have them to live in faith and not in fear. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.